Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
And guide our steps, order our path, that we may be fully aligned in you, in Jesus' name. Please take your seats for a few minutes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, this morning, I'll continue my series, Unveiling the Mysteries of the Kingdom, Part 3. And today, I want to look at what is known as the seed principle. The seed principle. Now, this scripture that we are reading is one of the core scriptures upon which this church is established. When the Lord called me many years ago, I didn't start out as a pastor. He called me first into the prophetic ministry, but the core of that ministry is not even really in the sense of giving people words of knowledge, even though that happens a lot, or words of wisdom, where we are able to predict future events. But he said to me that the trust of that prophetic call was in pointing men to the knowledge of the true God. So when this church started, the Lord began to speak to me about the harvest of the earth. And this was the scripture upon which that foundation was laid. Now, I'm just going to touch an aspect of this scripture because of what I want to teach. But it's important for you to know that Matthew chapter 13 is one of the strong pillars upon which this local church is established. So let's look at the seed principle. Again, I can only try for want of time. But wherever I stop, the Lord will complete it in your heart. Amen. So the first thing I want to say to you here is that every time something needs to be communicated in a very powerful way, in such a way that that truth is not lost, it is secured, it is kept from corruption, God puts them in coded format. He codes it. So only somebody who understands that coding will understand what is being said. God does it. Scientists do it. IT experts do it. Even the military, they have language, coded language that they use. I remember when my mom used to work with the police force, they have this, you know, there's a way they write it. They call it signal. So every field seems to have a form of coded way of communicating. So when I was in the bank, you hear things like, is the account on PND or is it on lien? Or how much has been liened? You are in our midst, but you are lost. Because you don't know what we're talking about. All you know is that you can't withdraw. That's all you know. And somebody by the ATM will probably tell, maybe they freeze your account. We don't freeze nothing. There's something wrong. On the surface, yes, freeze. But when we dig deep, there's something specifically that is happening to that account that may require different solutions, including updating your details or providing evidence of a particular inflow into your account. Telling us, who are you? We want to know who you are. There's 100 million in your account. Okay, so these are serious matters. So every area, every industry seems to code information. So you cannot claim to be deep in a field until you are able to speak the language that they speak. Do you understand what I'm saying? Then your ability, the proof that you have mastered that realm is that you can take that which is complex and simplify it. Some people, even in the body of Christ, like the idea of sounding complicated. Being complicated does not necessarily mean you are deep. It doesn't mean you are deep. You may actually be confused. The proof of your depth. And you notice Jesus was talking about the second category of seeds. that quickly sprung up. But because they had no depth, they were the first to go. So I will come back and deal with this one. But please understand what I'm saying. Now, the reason why the Lord quotes many of the things he says is so that only the remnant will be able to find it and be able to appreciate it. So you must, if your heart is indicting a good matter, it is probably because you are one of those remnants that have been chosen by God to be able to come into these things. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, another reason why God quotes these things is so that he can replicate them on earth. If God is doing something, he doesn't want anybody to tamper with it. So he will code it in a way that only those who know the value of what they have in front of them will guard it jealously. Because he needs to replicate that thing in its purest form. It's the same thing that happens when God speaks to you. If you receive a prophetic word, many people don't know how to handle a prophetic word. There, God has spoken to me. There are people that have tons of prophecy. And listen to me. If God has told you something for like 10, 11 years, and you are not seeing it, the chances are that 95% of the time, you are applying a wrong principle or taking a wrong step in response to that word. There are certain things God says to you that are not necessarily prayer responses. There are decision responses. If the Lord said to you, for instance, arise, my daughter, move from the land of Ur into the land that I will show you. If he said that to you, and you know he said it to you, every other thing will depend on that obedience. If the Lord says, leave this particular person, that word has been cast upon your heart like a seed. If you do not obey that word, every other thing you will be doing will just be to be maintaining yourself. The prayer that should be growing you will only be managing you, maintaining you, instead of pushing you forward. Come on, tell your neighbor, you need to change strategy. A lot of believers are just going in one direction. If you have been praying a particular prayer for 12 years, 13 years, 15 years, it's not that prayer. There's something else you should be doing. So God needs to replicate his will on earth. So he quotes it. Only those who their understanding is open. That's why people can be in church and be carnal. I mean, can you imagine that Jesus had a Judas as one of the pastors? Somebody would think that because a Judas was close to Jesus, his life would be better. Do you understand? So don't assume that because people are in church, they heard you, but they didn't understand. Because Judas heard Jesus when he said, what you want to do, do quickly. And he still went and killed his master. That means it was not given to him. Are we together now? It was not given to him. Every time the Lord is looking for an entrance into a territory, it begins to prepare a man that will live by a different set of principles. Every time God is preparing to do something new, he wants to enter into a new location, he wants to start something new, he will look for a man, he will look for a woman. Sometimes he doesn't even find any man or woman, he looks for a child who he will begin to train to live by a different set of principles. That set of principles is what we call the principles of the kingdom. Now, this message is titled, what? Unveiling the Mysteries of the Kingdom. Which means, for me to be able to understand what the kingdom of God is about, maybe when I come back, I will begin to look at the structure of God's kingdom. If you don't understand how God's kingdom is structured, you may make the mistake of thinking God is a Democrat. That you can vote. But God is not a Democrat. He was doing fine by himself before you came. He will do fine by himself after you are gone. So, the way we know our world, sometimes we tend to think, if anything, God is more of a monarch, and a military, more of a military, what do you call those military guys who rule? What's their name in government? Those who, when soldiers rule, they call them militocracy, autocratic dictatorship, where God is not a dictator, but he's a military person. And I don't know his rank. So if you ask me, I don't know. It might not even be fair to call him a, what's the highest rank in the military? The one Idi Amin gave himself. Admiral. Is it not admiral? Yes. Field Marshal. It might not even be fair enough for somebody that old. And you are calling him Field Marshal. You may lose your life for referring to him as a Field Marshal. Okay? So, but there are principles of the kingdom. And every time God used somebody for something unique, check the kind of life that person was living. He was living by a set of rules that people around him were not living by. Check Daniel. Are we together? Check that. There's nowhere in the Bible where it says, don't eat food when you go to a king's house. But Daniel saw that eating food offered to idol is equal to worship. Come on now. Are you with me? Eating food offered to idols, that you are aware that this thing, they are bringing it from that place. Even if they held a knife to the ram and say, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim, and they slaughtered the thing, and you knew. So what should I do if I find myself there? If I'm so hungry, and that's the only food God has blessed us with. The Bible says we must receive everything with thanksgiving. Because you like food, you have to pray. Then if peradventure while you are praying, God say, my son, proceed on 7 days fasting. Then I congratulate you. Because now that meat is even coming to you. You can't eat again. It's me that will eat it. You know. So you lift up and give thanks. Because the cattle upon the thousand is. But if you eat that thing because you have been waiting for the next Salah holiday, then there's a problem. You are an idol worshiper. We all ate, but somebody was worshiping idols. So we must learn to live by a different set of principles. That's what the kingdom life is about. But you cannot live by those set of principles if they are not revealed to you. You may not be able to make that decision unless God reveals to you why you cannot do certain things. You will think God is just a wicked person. Come on, say I'm different. And I live by a different set of rules. Now say it to yourself, I live by a different set of rules. God's principles have no emotions. It's important for you to know this. Whatever God has said, if it's in the Bible, he has said it. Do you understand? He has said it. It's not that we are in a woke generation, we will not change it. Don't forget that in the 70s, in the 60s, there was a revival, satanic revival that happened in the 60s, 70s. A lot of people left the church. They said they discovered themselves. That in the days of the Beatles, one band, they called them the Beatles. They drew millions of people. They even said they said they were more popular than Jesus. And they were packing people to hell in droves. So it's not today. It's not today people just woke up and say they are angry that they won't go to church again. And every time, half of those people came back broken, finished, messed up. Go and check the Beatles and see how all of them ended up. You are talking about a God that has been alive before time started counting. And if that God tells you that I will come according to this time of life, and I will, you shall have your son, you shall call his name Isaac, and you are telling him that, okay, don't you know my age? You are trying to remind him of your situation. And he's looking at you like, the reason why you are stranded and struggling with me is because the mysteries of the kingdom have been shielded from you. You don't even know who you are talking to. That if he says time should rewind back to when you are 15 years, you will sleep and wake up tomorrow and you'll be 15 years. You don't know if for you, God is always slow. So if something is not working, we need to investigate. Why am I praying and I'm not seeing results? Is it possible that the solution here may not even be a prayer solution? So you can be going to a particular place and be doing deliverance every 3 months. And they'll still be pressing you. You'll be mad, like my friend who drinks Gouda. But it goes for every 3 months for maintenance. They call it maintenance. They will do the touch-up. You will fast for 7 days, then you'll be okay again. Another 3 months. That's why don't you all leave the good guy alone and you'll be free. I don't have a problem with you drinking good. It's your stomach. But just get ready for the... But some people, it's only the place where Jesus drank wine that they know in the Bible. They won't see where the Bible says holiness unto the Lord. That one is not there. God's principles have no emotions. In fact, John tells us that he that doeth righteous is what? Is righteous. He that doeth righteous is what? Is righteous. You must dress for your assignment. Dress for your assignment. Jesus took his time to teach us the ways of the kingdom because he knew that our lives depended heavily on them. You notice Jesus was always talking to us, say the kingdom of God is likened to a man. The kingdom of God is likened to a man. The kingdom of God is likened to a woman. And maybe one of these days I'll come and talk about the woman with the parable of the lost coin. Very powerful parable. Jesus was always talking in parables because he didn't want those who were not qualified to find out that truth. Because if all of them found out the truth, nobody would crucify him. Come on, say my eyes are open. Now, you come to church on a Sunday morning, but it's because you want to learn the ways of God. Huh? The ways of God. This is not the sign of Christmas. This is just a way we have chosen to waste our money. Do you understand? So, sometimes for you to see the truth, you have to pull down first before you can build. A day will come, nobody will do this rubbish again. A day will come and it will be Christmas Day. Nobody will do this. There's nothing about Christ here. He was in the manger. How come he's here? Just thinking. So think about it. Spend your money, decorate your house, but please let the ways of God be clear to you so you don't confuse. Don't waste your money. If you don't have money for this thing, you are still in the will of God. If you don't have money for Christmas tree, God is still in your house. Don't worry. Now, let me talk about the seed principle. I don't know how much time I have, but I'll try to do justice to it. I just realized my philosophy teacher, Professor Abuluwodi, you may not know him, but he's a prophet. A prophet after another order. But I used to enjoy talking to him. Very weird man, but very deep. When you combine philosophy with spirituality, you become a metaphysician. One day we sat in class and I say, see half of all these people going. I say, many of them are half humans, half fishes. He was in class, he just looked out and he smiled. He said, some of you would see them and say, you have met a human being. He just smiled, and there's a way he smiled. He now does like this. He's seen something. So one day I went to his house and I saw old papers, old newspapers. Since 1978. And I'm talking about 2000. And I say, sir, what are you doing with all these old newspapers? I say, these are dead news. He said, Oju Eloti dead. That he said, these things are dead in your eyes. He said, you know, in those days when Awolowo was fighting, is it Akintola? Who was he fighting? Akintola. You people don't read this. You people don't read all these old things. Eh? I think it's Akintola or someone like that. They belong to two different parties. He said then people were accusing each other. I know the way they are fighting. I said, but fast forward to 20 years later, we now know the truth. So you can read the newspaper again and know who lied. See, so for him, it's like reading a novel. Way back, people were arguing. Ah, it's a lie. It's their party that burnt the building. Yeah. But now, everybody is dead. We can see the truth. Nobody to come and argue. You understand? It's just to pack the papers from the day they printed it and be reading from the back. And he said to me that day, he said, if you want to be strong spiritually, you know, he doesn't even know I'm a pastor. He doesn't know I'm a Christian, but he just looked at me that day and he must have perceived. He said, if it's possible, don't marry. He said, if it's possible, or stay away from sexual relations. He said, your eyes will be very clear. Then it occurred to me that he was actually living alone in that house. Ah, this discipleship. Look at what Jesus was saying. Jesus was trying to tell us that everything that God starts, it starts as a seed. The only thing God started complete crashed, Adam. You want to blow? It's better for you to be moving little by little every year. Don't just arrive, bam, and people are celebrating you. Then you start coming down. Because there's this law in economics. When you get to the law of diminishing returns, some of you want to hit it now, but you forget that the moment you hit it now, there's only one other direction. Because most people want to hit it big, but they don't have the character to sustain that height. So it's better to be taking one step every year. And people can see that you are not even where you used to be, but at least you are making... But somebody wants to make it... Bah! You want to blow. But everyone who I know who blew, they were never the same. Because you can blow into space. Everything God does, it starts as a seed. Because God enjoys the growth process. God enjoys seeing you move from face to face. There will be a phase of your life, you'll be like, God, if you can just give me a job, I am tired. You will cry. If they ask you for any prayer point, it's on that job. It's not that you are not going out in the morning, but you know, you may be going to a place, but you don't have a job. That place, you are just going so that you register, you write your name. There's one register there that 60 leaves where people sign in. You don't have a job, but you have somewhere you are going to. So somewhere in your mind, you know you've not gotten to your Canaan land. So you need to be, you are praying. But a time will come, your problem will move from that one. Because something will happen. As long as the earth keeps rotating, you cannot be on the same spot. That is the principle of the seed. It is not enough for God to be interested in your life. You yourself must monitor your progress and see the advancement you are making. When you put a seed in the ground, which in this case, spiritually, is the word of God. The first thing that happens to that seed is that it will decay and it will die. Am I right? Now when it dies, what's happening is bonding to the earth. That seed begins to bond. It becomes one. Now this is very, very important here. This process is where many people struggle. Because after you receive a particular word from God, the most likely next thing you are going to see is that things will now go haywire. If you receive a prophecy, instead of things changing immediately, who knows what I'm talking about? It will now be like, it's like everything has now collapsed or collapsed completely. Someone say, if you marry, let me not use this one. But someone say, if you marry one kind of wife, you are completely finished. There's a difference between being finished and being completely finished. Completely finished means your case cannot be remedied again. And that's why I look at some of our young people today who just get married. When you get married to a person, you are bonding with somebody to produce another seed. We don't date in the kingdom. We do courtship. Courtship means we go to court. If you have any evidence in your life, that can be used against our children. What are you fighting with in your family? How many wives did your great-grandfather have? Do you have polygamy in your DNA? Some don't marry 2-3 wives, but they marry one per time and pursue them. It's still the same spirit, just manifesting in another way. Courtship is the time to investigate the seed that person is carrying. Because everybody carries the seed of destiny. You investigate it. Check it. Check it. Check it well. That seed is what will determine the kind of battle you will fight. Don't marry because... You better marry a lady that is very ugly, if there's anything like that, even though there's nothing like that. It's even better for you to marry a guy that his head is oblong. Eh? But the battle in his life is not much. Most times we are so enamored and captured by what is on the outside, we forget that the real person you are marrying is the seed inside him. If a man carries the seed of greatness, give him time. I remember many years ago, I was in Zaria. So I was with Apostle Arume. That was before he ever became popular. So we sat. What we were talking about was the challenge his fiancée's, his wife now, his parents were giving him. Do you know Apostle Arume? You need to meet him. The challenge they gave him, they didn't want him to marry their daughter. Number one, is not a Yoruba boy. And I don't know what's this thing with Yoruba people. I think Igbo people too are like that. They like marrying themselves. God punish devil. How are we going to solve Nigeria's problem if we keep playing that? So, number one, he is not from that side, and the woman is Yoruba. Number two, one part of his face is paralyzed. Most people don't know. The one you see that you like now is money that has restructured it. The man I saw that I knew then, you must hear God to allow your daughter marry. Go and look for his old pictures. You will know what I'm saying. So don't let anybody judge you now. You have not gotten to your bus stop. When you am a finish like this, I said, and I wanted to propose to her. It's late. It's late. I'm telling you, it's late. The best time to plant a tree was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 25 years. But you can't plant this one again because she's married. So you have to look elsewhere. One of the things the devil tries to distract us is to plant our seed in areas where it will not prosper. Do you notice that even for Jesus, who is the sower, the first place his seed fell, it didn't grow. I don't know if you heard that one. I said even Jesus, Michael, when you are sowing your seed, the first place, where did he land? He said by the wayside. Our own Jesus, his first effort in life, his first labor, the first labor over his destiny. Wow. Let me go to this school. Wow. Let me, if I can go to UI, I'll be okay. Nothing came out of it. The moment he landed, the best were there, the demons, to pick the seed of destiny. But he continued sowing. This continuation is where most people give up. They have tried to sow seed in a particular place, it didn't grow. Meanwhile, the scriptures in Ecclesiastes 11, give a portion to 7 and then to 8. You don't stop sowing. One of the cardinal pillars of this kingdom is sowing. I don't know if somebody is hearing me now. I said even Jesus, the first place he sold. In fact, the first three places he sold, that problem. But he kept sowing. Say, Baba, you are seeing this business. Say, yes, there's something God showed us. It's not. We are not getting. Say, but we are still here. We are still here. He went to the field, sowed. That field was people's heart too. He will preach as they were leaving the crusade. They've forgotten what he said. The enemy has come to with bag of empty bags, packing all the words that they heard. We'll go and sell it at black market. Then he sowed another seed. It fell on stony grounds. You see, I like this Tony ground. Give me that Matthew 13 again. I think that's where he said they sprang up suddenly. Matthew 13, is it 5, verse 5? Quickly. Pastor David, please put me on a timer. 9:30, I should be out of here. I'll finish this message later if I can't finish. He says, some fell on stony places. What are stony places? Stony places are those areas where you should not plant seeds. But Jesus had hope for them. Jesus knew that even this one, if you calm down, I can do something with you. That's Jesus. That's why he's called the Good Shepherd. He's one that leaves the 99 and goes looks for the one. You see that one that is missing? He's a leader. That's why God could afford to leave 99. Say, if we restore this one can be like Paul tomorrow. He said they fell on stony places. So what was he doing? He was sowing the word. He was speaking the word. Lepranda, sutala, kura, verebetosia. You don't know which one will grow, but you have to continue. Para telefosa. Mande hakali nonde. De kreskefodia. I don't know. Are you the one that, are you Peter? Maybe you are the one God said, I will hand over to, but I'm not sure. And you, what's your name? Say Andrew. Okay. Para taselabosha. Redegedia. You will now be watching which one will grow. There's something want to come out here. Okay, let's continue. Camera de setelio. Mara, Oga, you are just doing this thing for 3 years. What's going on? He said, don't worry. Very soon, those who carry the seed of destiny will answer me. You people give up too early. And this is a principle you can apply to any area of your life. Some of us, we have gone through situations that we have heard so many negative things, we are already pressed down. You cannot reverse that thing until you start talking above that situation. You talk and talk until there's a reversal. Because when Jesus sowed the word, he said the seed is the word of God. You have to sow it. How do you sow the word of God? By talking. Hey, are you with me now? How do you sow the word of God? By speaking. You keep saying it. He said it fell on stony ground where there was not much earth. You see, because the word of God must bind to the earth. These are sometimes people who are overly excited or people who come with the idea that they know what pastor is going to say. Pastor always quote from book of Psalm. I've finished reading Psalm. Any day it starts from Proverb, I'll come back. Not much earth. So immediately, it seems they got something and they sprang up. Oh, Balaam, you see, as Jesus is preaching, they are answering him back at you. No depth. Jesus is saying that if peradventure you find that somebody has the capacity in him to quickly spring up, don't rejoice. Look for earth. Look for follow-up structure. Look for discipleship models. People that will come around him immediately. All those sharp springing up don't last. That's what Jesus is saying here. Somebody gave his life to Christ. Immediately you put him in an evangelism department. This springing up, he doesn't have earth. And if there's no earth, there cannot be depth. Surround him immediately. This is the challenge. Now, if this guy was in a local assembly where he could be fed the word of God, he would have had a better chance of survival. But because what he had around him was his situation, no job, no water, they have cut the light in his one room because he's the only one that didn't pay. In the face, he might slap you. So even when he was giving his life to Christ and the pastor said, you are now a new creation in Christ, after the crusade, he got home. Then realize that his room is the only one in the house that has been disconnected. He now realized that new life in Christ did not affect the situation in his room because he will still sleep inside that heat. Then he gets to church, then his pastor says, how are you, brother Mark? Mark said, pastor, wait. Did you not say that if I come to Jesus, all things are passed? He said, I didn't sleep well, though. So if when you see somebody that is a new believer or somebody who has been in Christ but is still making the same mistake, don't judge him. Look for it. That means even that person must be willing to submit to the process. If not, that person cannot be helped. Even though he knows so much, but he will fall. While I was learning to drive, I learned how to drive from an area boy, a taxi in Bagada. He's a tailor that became, he does so many things. Ganyu, his name is Ganyu. He can drive truck, can drive anything. But by training, he's a tailor. But you know, he said, a good driver is not the one that can reverse, can use reverse to drive on Third Milan Bridge. You know, some people, once they put their hand at the back of the chair, they look like, they can drive like that, like Charles, till they get to Kaduna. A good driver is the one that gets to his destination. Leave the stunts. Go for depth. Fall under the anointing is not a sign of maturity. It's good. Sometimes you need it. But we need to look at the seed. Is that seed, is it still there? Or has the enemy picked it and replaced it with something that looks like a seed? There's a seed principle here, and I will probably round this up in the second service. But I want to appeal to you to please stay and listen. This seed principle, this particular parable is one of the chiefest parables of Jesus. Now, I want you to put this down. Because the word of God is sown like a seed, the kind of words that I speak will determine my weight and my character spiritually. In the realm of the spirit, a man or a woman is known by the kind of words he speaks, or by most the majority of the words he speaks. So that means the words I speak will determine my weight and my character spiritually. Number two, that you sow does not mean what you see immediately will correspond to your declaration. And I was making reference to that when I told you that Jesus first sowed a seed, but the enemy picked it. In fact, have you ever, for those of you who have been to the farm before, I know most of you have not been to the farm, but I have been to the farm. And those are the parts of my younger self that I didn't look forward to. On Saturdays, I dread Saturdays because we go to the farm. Some of you have never been to the farm. You've never been to a granite farm. You've never been to a maize farm. Me, I've been there. I've worked there. And when you see the land just going, you know that this work, you will die here. This work will never end. After you work for 3 hours, you just notice that you've not done much. It's like, we'll die here today. And your dad is saying, come on, we've got to move it. Go and move it. Say, this body is not moving again. Because the work alone has mesmerized you. Do you know that sometimes when you plant maize or what's that, granite, the first thing that will come out will be weeds. They come out before even the seed that you put in the ground. And that's why I said in this point that what you sow may not always correspond to what you will first see. You may sow words of blessings and prophecy over your life, and the next thing you will see the next day is contention. The moment you see contention, know that you're on the right path. Say I hear that one. I said the moment you take a day out and you release words till in your spirit you know you've touched something, and the next day you see attack, you're on point. Because when you sow your seed, it is the birds you will see first. So the key now is not to be distracted by fighting the birds. It's to keep sowing. Keep sowing, keep sowing, keep sowing. If you try to bind and loose, they will distract you, take you off your mission. So you must identify, is this a Goliath or is this just a distraction? Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, let me tell you something, and I was sharing this with Pastor Charles while we were coming. God said that David was going to replace Saul as king. But do you know that even God in his righteousness needed to make provision for that legality? Because if David had become king, simply based on the anointing, it would have been illegal. Because David did not come from a line of kings. Are you with me? Is somebody with me now? But God already told his servant to ordain David. Then God went behind the scene, not even referencing Samuel, not telling Samuel what he wanted to do. God chose Samuel, you ordain him. Then God placed a Goliath somewhere. The goal of Goliath was not really to make David king. It was to provide a framework to legalize his kingship through marriage. Through marriage.
Yes,
the goal was Micah.
Yes, sir. Yes,
not Goliath.
Yes, sir.
Because the moment he marries Micah, he has become a prince.
Yes, sir.
Which now legalizes his right to the throne.
Yes,
the moment Jonathan dies.
Yes,
so God reveals his purposes in phases. In order to preserve Tina, he only reveal part 1 to you. Reveal part 3 to you. Reveal part 5 to her. If Tina says, but Prophet Ayo told me this. He only has one.
Yes, sir.
You need to find Shade, she has two.
Yes.
So if you are someone that only journeys with God in a cubicle, you will be wondering what happened to what God you said. God, oh God, you need to wake up. Samuel has gone. Go to the battlefield. What the prophet does is to give you the seed. What you do with the seed is what determines what happens next. But even the goal, God concealed it from David. God hid it. It seemed as if it was just nature playing out. Huh? For the first time, a man wanted to die because of a woman. Say, what shall be done for the man who kills his Goliath? They say, a woman. And maybe there was a time he had seen Micah while they were having one annual festival, and she came, she had this bone shaker and everything was all the clear. She was out of his league. She was out of his league.
Yes, sir.
I just promise you Kim K now. He said, he's out of your league. if they give, you wake up like, is she really in this house? Because, you know. Then he said, Pastor, well, can't we preach to her? Let her give her life to Christ. I know. I say we can preach to her. We can preach to her. If I know what you want, I will help you preach to her. So that you want to marry her, I'll help you preach to her. I know what is in your heart. Do you understand? So God needed to provide, even though in the realm of spirit, there was a spiritual framework that had been created for the establishment of David. There must be an earthly framework that must be legalized, that God will allow nature to play out in favor of his will. It is this process that requires a seed to be planted. And this is where most people now miss it. So they receive the word from the Lord, and then they are not able to match phase 1 with phase 2. They now realize that, I know God spoke, but for some reason I can't explain what happened. That prophecy failed. Who knows what I'm talking about? God told you something that didn't happen. Do I have real people here? But you knew it was God. So there's a spiritual framework. But for the spiritual framework to have a legal backing on earth, a seed has to be sown. And the framework for that seed, first of all, the Bible says the seed is the word. So you start by speaking. You start by speaking. But you see that as the sower, the Bible says the sower went to sow. He went. He kept going. He kept going and was sowing. He didn't stay there. First degree, master's, professional exam, went for vacation. As he went, he was sowing. Because if there is anybody in your destiny that God has attached to you, it is the words from your mouth that we hear and that we connect to. It is something about you that they will bond with. But if you are quiet, I mean, if you are quiet, you are just in one cuckoo. Your life is just in that cubicle. You can be living in Bariga, but be doing your vacation in Dubai. Who cursed you and told you that you cannot go to Dubai because you are in Bariga? Listen to me. The sower went. He didn't stay. The first place he sowed the seed, nothing happened. The thing didn't grow. The devil picked it, and Jesus didn't fight. Move to next phase. He sowed again. The thing looked like it would do well. The ground was too tough. Say, now wow. This ministry is not growing. Now wow. Say, man of God, is your God call you? This man you say is your husband. Why are you facing all this battle? It's stony ground. What the solution for stony ground is earth. Say it lack depth. So that means the solution to stony situation is getting into a community. A spiritual community where you can get support. People can give you some earth. I can collect from you. Because if I decide to go and dig my own, it will take time. But if I'm in the midst of a family, I can pull other resources to me. That's why we can say, please, Shade, can you pray for me? And then you can lay your hands on me and say, Father, strengthen your son. And I receive it because right now, in that moment, I really need that prayer. If I pray for myself, it will not work. Because I'm already discouraged. I'm ready down. I'm down at my wit's end. But if I can just say, please pray for me. And three people can say, let's receive strength for our brother. Then I am being imparted. Because God said that a threefold cord is not easily broken. That means that if I pray alone and I have problem, then I will look for Jemima. I will say, let's pray. If there is still resistance, God said, no resistance can be resisted if he finds three people. The amount of angels that will be released there. That's why when you are praying with people, the first condition you must all meet is the condition of oneness and unity. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If not, the prayer can even backfire. Yes, sir. Wow. He went to sow. He didn't stop. He knew that the girl would disappoint him, but he kept sowing. He got to 311. They said they couldn't find his name on the database again. He continued sowing. He didn't blame God. He almost got my 1 week to the wedding. They called it off. He kept sowing. In between, he lost her dad. She lost her dad. He kept sowing. I don't have all the answers. But what he gave me is this seed. The only thing I have that mirrors my destiny is this seed. He said the word of God, which is in your mouth. He said that word, is it Romans chapter 10? He said, how shall they hear? Except there's a messenger. He said, do not say who will go to heaven and bring down this word for us. Say the word is already in your heart and it's even in your mouth. That if anybody shall say with his mouth that Jesus is not, that man shall be saved. If anybody will confess him. Don't allow your situation overwhelm you to the point that you lose your voice. Because really, you are going to have situations that will overwhelm you. I don't care if you're a prophet or whatever. You are going to have situations that will overwhelm you. Your password out of that situation is fellowship. And people that you can call and say, pray for me. Lone Rangers don't survive. They don't. And when they survive, they come out bitter. Because they go through so many things on their own. They think the world is like that. He went out to sow. And he kept sowing. You know, one of the greatest challenges, Pastor David, I'll continue the second sentence. One of the greatest challenges as a believer is the challenge of having to go on when nothing is working. It's hard. I don't know about you. You are very spiritual, but for me, it's hard. I can't. Something's not working. Like, before I got married, I knew the chances were high that I would not stay married for long. I knew. Do you understand? So you must know your demons. You must know your demons. I've before I started using glasses, and I'm sorry, but I mean it's my reality. You understand? I've walked into meetings and somebody said, look at this guy with Uju Ashewo. You know, somebody, see, a lady looked at me and said that. I didn't even know what that meant. You know, it was later as I got older, I was like, what she say? Say you have eyes of come and do. That's what she said. Say come and do. And I didn't know what that meant. The guys are turning Kerubu. I have nothing against them. They are my friends. I'm just telling you what somebody said. You know, the moment somebody says something, what you didn't know is that she has sowed a seed. Yeah. You protect your ears. We didn't know. We thought we were feeling good. Said, oh, well, don't fight it. How would they jobbing? Okrito jobbing. As in, boy, we resemble gay. It felt cool. And then I used to even pen my head then. So it was even, you know. So it really, I liked the fact that I was getting what I was looking for. All the Kensinshi and Kokoshi was within waste. Can't forget your math book at home, but your Kensinshi must be in that bag. Up to now, I still never know that mass. But what you got to protect your spirit. Because it is in, you know, entertainment. Something needs to enter. So they try to capture your attention to allow an entry. That's why the entertainment must be so scintillating. That's why the trailers are always very killing. When you see the trailer, you want to see the film. But entertain. We are here to stay. Once we enter, we stay. It's not, the devil is deliberate. That's why their films are sweeter than our own. Because we are one entry point is worship and tongues. And that one, no, they sweet. Come on now. You know they sweet. That's why nobody loves prayer. Huh? Even after years of being a Christian, when I pray for the first 45, my body is reacting, shouting, is angry. It takes a lot of determination to stay there. It actually feels cool. Checking Facebook and praying. It's easy or long. But try, yeah. I tried it. The thing day sweet. It's not easy to. It takes a lot more discipline to just leave the phone. I'm just being honest. I don't know. Some of you are prayer warriors. You can help us. Amen. I'm just telling you that I tried it. The thing was flowing. But when I tried to pray, my mouth refused to move. Meanwhile, you will struggle in prayer, then go back to the office and somebody is waiting there with a negative report. And that one just latches to your spirit. The moment you heard it, did you see that report that 45% of Nigerian women now we have hormonal imbalance? Hey, the thing just enters your spirit. Then you now remember that three of your sisters are similar. You know, those negative words have a way. They don't enter you. They latch onto you. If you say, I rebuke you, it won't go again. Even when you pray, that's what you'll be remembering. Say, I need a powerful force to remove this thing. It's the words. That's why Jesus never sold and stayed in the same location. Let the harvest be behind him. The moment your harvest is only before you, you will play two. You will stay in one spot. But as you keep, just be going. Your harvest will find you. Don't worry. Just be scattering abroad. Scattering abroad. A day will come. You will just say, I want to go to the U.S. Three people say, I'm paying first class. For you. I'm paying for you. But you are scattering. When many were running away, you were scattering. You look like a fool, but you were scattering. When God told you, take down your salary, 130,000, put it on my altar to worship me. Don't ask for anything, just worship me with it. Say, God, what will I say? Go and buy Gary. You are a fool. Say, they see that scattereth and yet tends towards prosperity. When I come back, second service, I will tell you the four types of sowings. Hallelujah. Are you blessed today? See, let me tell you. You are the first prophet over your life. And I got to be honest with you. We hear more negative stuff than positive. So don't assume you will always tell yourself nice things. Eh? Develop a system to speak to yourself. Put yourself on the confession watch. So this year now, I want to write a book of confessions for myself. But I will probably share it with you. And I'll put it online. For those who need it, go and buy it. But I will put it online so that you, even when you don't really know how to pray, it's not reading the prayer from book that is the problem. Because I know people who read their prayers from a book, and God they hear. If they hear fast self before your own he has heard those ones signed, approved. Do you understand? Because you are speaking the same tongue that you spoke 10 years ago. Yeah. Yeah. So we need to look at this issue. You need to structure. See, this year, 2022, the Lord said the key word is strategy. Not just you want to enter the market. No. How do you want to enter the market? Will you enter when the price is already too high? Or will you enter and buy low, then sell? We are all in the market, but how did you come in? Why are you under pressure to sell? Now you bought at 10 naira, nobody wants to deal at that price. But if you bought at 2 naira, you can, even if you are no market, you can still sell at 5 naira. The entry point is where most believers have problem, and the entry point is the entry point of the word. And the key to the entry point of word is to enter early. Enter early. Don't wait till when you want to marry before you start praying. Yes. Don't wait till when you need the job, when you're under pressure. Have all your arsenal. Have your confessions ready. Have the scriptures ready. Have your scriptures for next year. Email it to yourself. These are my scriptures for next year. Email it. Don't write it in a jotter and then the jotter gets missing. Email it to yourself. Put it on your... say strategy. Don't go as others have gone. People are waiting for the calendar to change again. The realm of the spirit has already changed. Yes, sir. I beg. We'll come back second service. This is getting hotter here. You know what I'm saying? When you hear a message like this and you prime your spirit and you touch the end of that message, that is the wave that carries you. When you begin to speak words like that, things begin to change. Things begin to change because now you are not looking at the signs of the cloud before you sow. You are only responding to the word of the Lord. See, and Isaac sowed in the land and he reaped a hundredfold. There was no water, there was no land, the ground was dry. Yet because God said, stay here, and he did. He planted in a dry ground and the thing germinated and gave him a harvest. There is a law that is above sowing and reaping. Let's pray.